the technology behind the mask. Deepfake technology is like a magic trick for the digital age. At its core are two competing AI systems. One is the creator, the other is the critic. The creator generates the fake, and the critic tries to detect it. They go back and forth until the creator's work is indistinguishable from reality. It's like a high-tech game of cat and mouse, but instead of cheese, the prize is believability. The ethical conundrum. The ethical implications of deepfakes are as tangled as headphones in your pocket. On one hand, they can revolutionize storytelling and education, allowing us to recreate historical speeches or lost artworks. On the other hand, they can be weaponized to undermine trust in media, impersonate individuals for fraud, or twist historical truths. It's a Pandora's box in pixel form, and we're all curious cats. Legal landscape. Legally, it's the Wild West out there for deepfakes. Laws are scrambling to keep up with the tech, like a sheriff chasing a speeding train. Some places have outlawed malicious deepfakes, while others are still scratching their heads. It's a global game of legal catch-up, and the rulebook is being written in real time. The role of media literacy. In the fight against deceptive deepfakes, media literacy is our trusty sidekick. It's about teaching people to question what they see, to look for the digital strings in the puppet show. Just like you wouldn't believe a talking dog without a ventriloquist, don't believe a video without checking the facts. The silver lining. But it's not all doom and gloom. The rise in deepfakes has sparked innovation in detection technology. Think of it as an arms race, but instead of weapons, we're arming ourselves with algorithms. And the good guys are getting better every day. Wrapping up with a smile. So there you have it, a deeper look into the rise of deepfakes. Remember, in a world where videos can lie, your critical thinking is your superpower. Use it wisely and don't forget to laugh along the way. If we can't trust our eyes, we will still trust in our ability to find the humor in life's little deceptions. Stay safe, secure, savvy, and smiling, and I'm sure there'll be another chapter in this saga of deepfakes. I'll see you again soon. Thanks for watching and listening.